Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who let Garvey on the air?
The Beeb Bally BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On six.
City in the summertime. Is it summertime yet? Must be. Yeah, let me just close them out. That was the song of the summer as well, if you ask me. That was Pearly Gate Music from the album Pearly Gate Music, and the song is called The Big Escape. Yeah, definitely my summer song. Just in case you're still looking for a pen, the album is called Pearly Gate Music, and the band is called Pearly Gate Music. Go and get it. Whereas I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Well, it's the very last programme I'm going to make from my little flat here in the centre of my beloved Manchester. Me and the Badger are moving out, and the next show will be pre-recorded in the crow's nest of whatever good ship we decide to name our new home. We haven't thought of a name yet. Maybe you should think of one, actually. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. If you want to name the house where me and the Badger are going to live from this day forth. Yes, anyway, I'm with you for the next 2 hours, during which we will find out what was going on in the world this week in 1987 in our regular feature. That was the sky at night, that week that was. There'll be another Desert Island Disc snippet from the BBC archive, and this time with Britt Eklund. It's a really good one. It's her talking about being married to Peter Sellers. We'll hold up another Criminal cover version for your perusal in It Was Moida. And of course, the mystery history musicologist herself, the Beckopedia, will be here to educate the nation once more. And the thing I want to focus on most this week is little-known collaborations. I'll be pondering the nature of musical collaborations in rock music. It's a signal of mutual respect when a collaboration takes place, and therefore it's always a very polite affair. I've done quite a few collaborations, I'll be talking about them throughout the show, and I think you can tell by the music that comes out of these collaborations, you can tell that it's a mutually respectful, polite affair. We'll have a look anyway. Kicking off with this next little cracker from my old friends Doves. See if you can name the girly voiced opera singer on the backing vocals on this next tune. Happy Sunday. Let's take Jimmy Goodwin and his merry men by the hand and bob up Snowdon.
Thank you.
was Doves and Snowden from the album Some Cities. And yes, the girly backing vocalist was me. Something very peculiar happened to my throat on the day that I visited the lads in the studio. And I could suddenly sing an octave higher. It happened for about half an hour before my throat corrected itself. But we took advantage of it, and there we go. Snowden by Doves. The reason I played that song is because it's about collaboration this week's show. I'll be talking to you about my work with other bands. I'm not going to play any more collaborations that I was involved with, but they're a very polite and wonderful affair. Anyway, a couple of emails for now. Hello guys, says Dan. Love your show. Thank you very much, Dan. I was the man on the bicycle who waved at you while you were having a chat outside Temple. Thanks for waving back. Hope you had a nice drink. And thanks for Laura Veers. Lots of people thanking me for Laura Veers. Well, she is marvellous, isn't she? Thank you very much, Dan. The temple he's talking about is a bar in Manchester, not any kind of religious establishment, although I do visit it religiously, I suppose. Laura in Tokyo gets in touch to say thanks for a wonderful show. She's studying for her university midterms. It's a stress relief and a taste of home every now and again. Thank you to you both. Tim Ball gets in touch and says, I have a recommendation that I think the punters will really love. I'm not sure if anyone objects to being referred to as a punter. I've never been fond of it. But he talks about how great he thinks my band are and my radio show is, so he's buttering me up before going on to ask for a Little Feat record. He wants to hear the track Got No Shadow from the album Sailing Shoes, which, whoa, Sailing Shoes is a terrible name for a record. It's almost like calling your band Elbow or something. It's preposterous. It says it reminds him of being a kid in Canada in the 70s, and he says this song is the epitome to him of that 70s sound. All the best, Tim. Hope you enjoy the song. This is Little Feat and Got No Shadow.
Yeah. BBC at Glastonbury on Six Music. Last year, Six Music brought you non-stop Glastonbury.
There's a lot of people here!
Later this month, we'll be back at Glastonbury bringing you more classic moments, and you could be there too. BBC Six Music's Great Glasto Giveaway. Six Music has six pairs of Glastonbury tickets up for grabs. You have to register online to be in with a chance of winning, where you'll also find more information and full terms and conditions. bbc.co.uk/6music.
Guy Garvey
on Six Music.
Can I get to witness? Can I get to witness?
It's time once again for the greatest radio ever broadcast. It's time once again. That was the sky at night, that week that was. On this week in 1987, in international news, the G7 summit was held in Venice. This was the 13th annual meeting of the world's leading seven industrial nations. In booze news, in France, the government banned the advertisement of alcoholic drinks on television and radio. This was an attempt to reduce the country's record levels of alcohol consumption. And in election news, Margaret Thatcher's Conservative Party won a third term in office with a 102-seat majority. In deposed despot news, after a trial lasting 7 months, the Central African Republic's former emperor Jean-Bedel Bokassa was sentenced to death for crimes committed during his 13-year rule. These included murder, treason, and embezzlement, but not cannibalism. He was acquitted of the charge of cannibalism. The next year, the sentence was commuted to life imprisonment, and he was actually released from prison as part of a general amnesty in 1993. In Cold War news, US President Ronald Reagan challenged the USSR's Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down the Berlin Wall. In more Cold War news, the Pope made a 9-city pilgrimage to his homeland of Poland. While there, he made statements supporting human rights and the band union Solidarity. In economic news, there was a big response this week to the share offer by Tyrak. And in culture news, Placido Domingo took the lead in La Boheme at the Royal Opera House, with 2,000 people watching outside on a giant screen. In more culture news, the other big cultural event of the week was the launch of Les Dennis's Laughter Show. Good God. In boat news, Tom McLean finished rowing across the Atlantic Ocean in a new record time of 54 days and 18 hours. And in sport news, Steffi Graf beat Martina Navratilova in the Open. Can't believe I missed that, right on my street. In music news, David Bowie played a concert in front of the Reichstag in West Berlin, with the speakers pointed towards the nearby Berlin Wall, where thousands of young East Berliners gathered to listen. No prizes for guessing what song I'm going to play after this item. In more music news, Michael Jackson announced that he was breaking all ties with Jehovah's Witnesses. Jackson had been raised as a Jehovah's Witness, and while on tour would don a disguise to sell the Watchtower door to door. Bollocks. In chart news, Kim Wilde went on to number one in the US singles charts with You Keep Me Hanging On. In the UK, the number one was Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody. And suddenly I know exactly what I was doing. In 1987. In Patrick Moore news, though, which is much more important than all of that, I'm sure, there was no Sky at Night this week, but Patrick did appear on BBC Leeds' Look North programme. He also appeared as a guest on Paul Daniels' Radio 2 programme, Dealing with Daniels. Poor old Patrick. And that was the No Sky at Night that week that was. was, of course, David Bowie and Heroes. So, the show this week is about little-known collaborations. This is probably a very widely known collaboration, but I've only just heard of him. This next song is a song for Guy Request from our very own Peter Hardy, who you all know is a bit of a prog rocker. Aphrodite's Child was a Greek prog rock band formed in 1967. Now, in the band were Vangelis Papathanithiou, best known for his work on the film Blade Runner on that soundtrack, and of course Chariots of Fire, Demis Roussos playing bass guitar and on vocals, and Lucas Sedaris on drums and vocals, and Anarigaris Silvakalouris on guitar. So there you go, Vangelis and Demis Roussos in the same band. I would have never done it. Anyway, I got right into this the other day. I think it's awesome. It's the Four Horsemen by Aphrodite's Child. Cheers, Peter.
Horses white, the second horse is red, the third one is a black, the last one is a green, the beating horse is white.
as recommended by our very own Peter Hardy. That was Aphrodite's Child and the Four Horsemen. You have to forgive my prog indulgences now and again, but I loved it. New single coming out from Bombay Bicycle Club. It's called Ivy and Gold, and it's cute. It's out the 28th of June, and it sounds like this.
Looking into the history of Walt Disney's Bambi, you'll find a great deal about how much the feature cost to produce, lots of information about revolutionary animation techniques, and the usual cautionary tale of wrangling over royalties between the publishers and Disney. What you won't find much reference to is the magical music of Bambi. As was so often the case in features of the 40s, the soundtrack was seen as secondary, and the artists got barely a mention. So here's my hats off to unsung hero Charles Henderson, the chorus master whose subtle and artful direction of his mixed voice choir transformed book numbers into a beautiful narrative. Nowhere is this more evident than the delightful Little April Shower. From the wonderstruck opening lyrics to the chromatic harmonised howls of wind from a storm-filled sky, it's Henderson and the Disney chorus at their sparkling best. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Thank you. is calling, you come along with the song right away. Come with your beautiful music, dip, dip, drop, little April shower, beating a tune as you fall over. Dip, dip, drop, little April shower, what can compare with your beautiful sound? Dip, dip, drop, when the sky is cloudy, you come along, come along with your pretty little song.
Dip, dip, drop, when the sky is cloudy, you
come along, come along with your pretty little song.
Hey, little runaway,
hey, little runaway,
song of the rainy day,
song of the rainy day.
How I love to hear your patter,
pretty little bit of patter.
Thanks once again to the Beckopedia. That was Charles Henderson and the Disney Choir and Little April Shower. Okay, so this week's theme is collaborations, little known collaborations. The whole thing was triggered because I was thinking about the Willkommen Collective. The Climbers is the latest band to come from the Willkommen Collective. If you're not aware of who they are, they're a Brighton-based musicians collective who are, among others, have turned out the Leisure Society. A big group of people working together on each other's records, singing, playing, producing, recording. I think it's very healthy. It's something that, until a couple of collectives sprang up around this country, seemed to be exclusively an American thing. When you sort of got to Los Angeles, you'd find lots of little collectives springing up and musicians helping each other out. Seemed like much more of an American thing. There was a similar sort of scene in Austin a few years ago as well, actually. Anyway, the quality of stuff that's coming out of the Willkommen Collective, in particular this new stuff, is just so good. It inspired me to make the show about collaboration, and in fact I'm going to play two songs by the Climbers because I couldn't decide between them. The Climbers is predominantly the music of Tim West, who's an old school pal of Christian Hardy's. Christian Hardy and Nick, of course, from the Leisure Society, are in the Climbers. But this is just fantastic music. I love it. I haven't got all the notes here, actually, so I'm not sure who's singing, etc., who's playing all the different parts. But, yeah, to everybody in the Willkommen Collective, please keep it up. I think what you're doing is fantastic. So the first of the Climbers songs I'm going to play for you from the album The Good Ship, this is Bookshop Folk.
Thank you.
great, isn't it? The Climbers and Bookshop Folk. That's a brand new album called The Good Ship. It's out now. We'll hear another one from The Climbers in a little while. I know it's unusual, but hey, it's my show. The next collaboration we're going to hear is Mavis, presented by Ashley Beadle and Darren Morris, featuring Kurt Wagner. I've always preferred to think that he might pronounce his name Wagner. I would if I was called Kurt Wagner. The song's called Gangs of Rome, and it's just beautiful. It's nothing that Lamb Chop would normally do. It's where you'd usually hear Kurt's voice. But that's the great thing about collaboration. And as always, it sounds like it was quite a polite, mutually respectful affair.
Okay.
told off by email last week for not backing out in these songs. People want to know what they are after they've heard them. That was Mavis featuring Kurt Wagner, and the song's called Gangs of Rome.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamacq. New music from the week's new favourite band.
One of our favourites from South by Southwest. This was one of them, the band White Denim.
New releases reviewed on Roundtable.
Join us in the chat room, our little jury room composed of listeners. Everyone and anyone is welcome to take part.
New bands on Six Unsigned.
And so we're going to be playing at the Glastonbury Festival this year. Six Music Unsigned features Golden Silver's
Steve Lamacq. Weekdays from 4.
BBC Six Music. Six Music.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Top 1. Boss. Skill. Lick it up.
Six Music.
Okay, another collaboration coming up. This one was suggested by Paul from Newton Abbott. He sent me an email that says, Guy, it's true what you said about Tom Jones being a regular sort of bloke last week. This is last week's show. I was talking about having met him recently. We were on our holes in Turkey a few years ago, and Tom and his wife and band were on the same flight and shared the same departure lounge at Heathrow. Fellow passengers were a bit slow to approach him at first, but as he signed autographs, more and more folk came up to him for pictures, etc., and he obliged all who asked and smiled throughout. That's exactly as he came across to me, an absolute gentleman. Anyway, a different subject, I came across a track recently which is one of the greatest things I have ever heard. It was on a freebie CD with this month's Mojo Mag and features Tom Waits' Choices. This particular track also has Tom on backing vocals. It's called Jesus Never Failed Me Yet, and it's by Gavin Bryars. Well, I've got to correct you a little bit. It's called Jesus' Blood Never Failed Me Yet, and it features the voice of a homeless guy in the London Underground. I believe the story goes that a friend of Gavin Bryars was making a documentary on homelessness and had this recording of this man singing. Gavin Bryars orchestrated music behind the man's voice, and the effect is stunning. It was quite a long experimental piece. Tom Waits does turn up on it later on in quite a spooky interpretation of the song that the homeless guy is singing here. But I've chosen a miniature version that was edited by Morgan Fisher just to give you a little feel of what Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet is like in its entirety. There's four different movements of it on the CD that you can buy. And I agree, it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard, Paul. I've not played it for a couple of years. I'd love to indulge you, so here it comes. I like to imagine that when you hear the orchestra come in, that's what the guy that's singing can hear in his head. This is a very emotional piece of music. Once again, Gavin Bryars, Bryars, and Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet.
Boy, love me so. Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet. Never found me yet. Jesus Blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, holy God, so Jesus Blood never found me yet. Never found me yet.
Beautiful, isn't it? Suggested by Paul from Newton Abbott. I know you'll want to know again. That's Gavin Bryars and Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet. You can probably get this on Amazon, something like that, but it's a beautiful collection. Get the CD because it's just a lovely thing. It is really lovely. Okay, straight on with another collaboration. This is a song that I've played only just recently on the show, but I love it so much, and I think it's this time of year that's got me thinking about this song quite a lot. Anyway, this is Sweet Mouth featuring Brian Kennedy, who we spoke to on the phone some time ago, and the song's called Broken by a Breeze.
We're so worse.
Digital. Online. BBC Six Music.
Who let Garvey on the air? The B Bally BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On Six.
We'll drink horse bar. And
That was Mountain Man and Animal Wings. If you've never heard of Mountain Man, then neither had I until very, very recently. Mountain Man is a trio of women from Bennington, Vermont, who write songs about the sound of redwood pines in the night and who are willing to play at your house, or so it says online. It's a wonderful, lovely thing, isn't it? It's from an album called Made in the Harbour, which is out on June the 14th, and I want to hear more of that. I think it's lovely. Once again, Mountain Man and Animal Wings. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you for the next hour. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're concentrating on musical collaborations at the moment, and this next one I'd like to dedicate to my friend Joe. I've known Joe since I was 13. In fact, he invited me into my first band, which was called the Synoptic Reverb. I was a drummer, believe it or not, and Joe was the bass player, and we were crap. And we never did a gig. It was pretty cool, though. We didn't do a gig because our guitarist went to jail for selling acid. He was a few years older than us, and the poor sod got caught with a load of acid on him. Anyway, so it was a pretty rock and roll reason not to do a gig, ever. But, yeah, I'm dedicating this to Joe, because he loves Lee Hazelwood. This is Hilly, featuring Lee Hazelwood. It's called At the Top of the World, and I think it's lovely.
At the top of the world, there's an island, a place where the sun never shines. But the people don't care because the snow over there is so bright, they nearly go blind. They live at the foot of a mountain where the flowers last hardly a day. They live off the land and lend each other a hand on this island where night is their day. They have punished me if I dare tell you, and if I ask them, they'd say they don't know. But what keeps them healthy, even though they're not wealthy, on this magical island is snow. As they fall, look like candy. And the children rush out when it snows for a treat. Then they open their mouths and gulp down the flakes, because nothing on earth tastes so sweet. But then one dark day, smoke blew in their way and the temperatures got higher. On the horizon they saw fire, and the waters did rise, and the snow started melting away. And the people weren't tearful, or fearful, or scared, because the secret was out there. At last, the secret was shared. They watched as the ice turned to water and streamed down into the sea and lit up the ocean and crept in slow motion toward a world they never did see. And people in lands around the planet were in shock as the light came to shore and lit up the beaches. Even their teachers couldn't say what the bright light was for. It flowed upstream through the mountains, burst out through their fountains, breaking all life's natural laws, till it lit up the planet. And all who lived on it were touched by this magical force, and they looked all around at the sky and at the ground, and they realized the damage they'd done. As they started to cry, their tears filled the sky, and the black storm clouds gathered above. And then the heavens opened, and the rains came to show them that their world needs a little more love. At the top of the world, there's an island, a place where the sun never shines, but the people
Hilly featuring Lee Hazelwood, and that was At the Top of the World. The next song you're going to hear is a Song for Guy recommendation from Duncan Patterson, despite getting a load of aggro off Duncan in this following email. He says, "Greetings from Tricky Ricky." That's Rickmansworth in Hertfordshire to the uninitiated, of which I was one until now, Duncan, thank you. He says, "I want to make a recommendation, and I've plumped for Go By Brooks by Sweeney's Men. I don't know much about it, but I believe it's a Leonard Cohen poem set to music. It's short, it's sweet, and for 2 minutes, I'm just lost in it." I totally agree with you, Duncan, and we'll hear it in a second, but not before your abuse. He says, "I love I Am Clute, so hats off to your contributions there. However, I do have a bone to pick with you over the magnificently brooding Because closing track on Natural History. What's with the false ending, producer man? For 5 minutes and 20 seconds, it's all going swimmingly, then silence, followed by an angry outburst. Consequently, it doesn't really work on any of my playlists, so clearly we have a problem. Would you mind awfully just cutting a new version for me? Thanks ever so, and keep up the good work, Duncan Patterson." Well, Duncan, what he's referring to there is a hidden track on the end of the first I Am Clute record, which I produced with the band. It's a little minuet that isn't listed on the track listings called Give Me Love. It's the sound of all three of the band absolutely leathered out the faces, really very drunk in the Highlands of Scotland. Wigging out is the only way to put it. John, it's only about 10 seconds long, but it is a particularly angry piece of music. John's actually screaming the words "Give me love" at the top of his voice, and you actually hear him beat his acoustic guitar out of tune over the period of about 10 seconds. I'm sorry it doesn't fit on your playlists there, Duncan, but playlists weren't a concern when we made that record, making it sound like it was 1968, which of course it wasn't. But thank you very much, Duncan, for this recommendation. I think it's lovely. This is Sweeney's Men and Go By Brooks.
Go by Brooks, love, where fish stare. Go by Brooks, I will pass there. Go by
Sweeney's Men, Go By Brooks. A Song for Guy recommendation from Duncan. Thanks, mate. Go to my page on the Six Music website and drop us a line if you've got any recommendations for songs that we should enjoy together over show. Base your recommendations on what you've already heard on the programme, as well as the music I make with my band, of course. Yeah, I loved that. It was delicate, beautiful, responsible music. And you know, delicate, beautiful, responsible music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our victim, perhaps the greatest love song of the decade, was written in 1975 by 10cc. A ballad that broke a million hearts when it was released, it was destined to break all records for crimes against music. Seemingly recorded in his bathroom, West End warbler Paul Nicholas sang through the steam as he scrubbed those hard-to-reach places in a version that had nowhere to go but down the plug hole. Lurking in wait was grimacing ghoul Richard Clayderman, who let his fingers do the stalking as he picked his way through a creepy piano rendition that was surely worth of a restraining order. Then those notorious masters of organised crime, the London Symphony Orchestra, returned to create another audio atrocity, this time drafting in a menacing male voice choir to terrify the already traumatised victim. But when winsome Eurovision pop star turned politician Dana tiptoed forward to simper and sigh her way through this once beautiful ballad, it was murder.
Just a silly phase I'm going through, and just because I call you up, oh, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, it's because
Dana. Nah.
I'm not in
Eventually, that was 10cc with I'm Not In Love.
South Africa 2010.
And off go the firecrackers and the confetti and the fireworks.
Really scored the third goal. Yellow shoot! What a goal!
Here comes Ronaldo.
Magnificent Messi!
Absolutely brilliant!
Saka inside the penalty area.
It's Fernando Torres!
Scores a magnificent goal!
World Cup from the Rainbow Nation. South Africa 2010 starts this Friday across the BBC.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, a show of quality and distinction.
David Thomas Broughton was an artist I wasn't aware of until Ed Sparks got in touch and recommended this song. It's called Ambiguity. It's a loopy special and it's beautiful.
Thank you.
it's dark and a boy contained in here. How many contradictions can a girl possess up there? Well, these questions are too ambiguous. Try to narrow down your search. Some things I know it's hard. Some things I know it's hard. Some things I know it's hard. That selfishness is trivialized, any tenderness as a coffee commands a torture of my bowels. Such selfishnesses. Pronouncing every word with a rigid insensitivity. Plus I struggle with the nightshade in my blood. I really shouldn't say it, but I just love what the water does.
David Thomas Broughton and Ambiguity. Thanks to Ed Sparks for the recommendation. So the theme of this week's show being little-known collaborations. This next song by All My Colours came out on the 12th of October last year. It's Nouvelle Vague, or Nouvelle Vague if you like, featuring Ian McCulloch from the Bunnymen. And I think it's really interesting. Just try and bear in mind what I was saying about collaborations, generally speaking, being quite polite affairs. See if you agree by the tone of the singing on this one. Oh.
trying, but you know you must soon go down. All my colors turn to clouds. All my colors turn to clouds. Symbol, 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 symbol.
What to see when your heart's in pieces? Those cards in sequence, that box you gave me, burn nicely. That box you gave me, burn nicely.
Nouvelle Vague or Nouvelle Vague, I'm not sure which, featuring Ian McCulloch of Echo and the Bunnymen Fair, and that was All My Colours. Quite a recent release. We're going to have a very, very special collaboration in a minute that I doubt many of you will have heard. But first of all, it's time for another dive into the BBC archive. This is a lovely Desert Island Disc snippet from Britt Eklund, talking about being married to Peter Sellers. I love this.
He was very suave. Very sophisticated. He wasn't handsome in the classical word handsome, but he was attractive looking. He was in his thin period.
And he was already very successful.
The Pink Panther was playing and was a huge success, and Dr. Strangelove was coming out as well. Mm. So he was successful, very, very successful.
So he was already Inspector Clouseau and he made you laugh?
Yes.
But nevertheless, 10 days from kind of meeting and being wooed to marrying him is an incredibly short period of time. I mean, do you remember much about it?
I remember dinners, Trader Vic's, those drinks with straws. I remember a little dog. He gave me a little dog. It's not a very practical gift, I suppose. I remember Elsted, the house that we were later to live in. He took me out there. I remember him taking me to meet Princess Margaret and Lord Snowdon.
In those first 10 days?
Yes, this is before we got married.
Right, let's pause there for some more music and then we'll hear what happened.
Well, this is probably my favorite artist ever, John Lennon. This track represents when I lived with Rod Stewart. He was complaining about lyrics, that he couldn't write the way he wanted to. And I said to him, listen to John Lennon and listen to particularly that track, Mother.
What I have done.
chosen by Britt Eklund on her edition of Desert Island Discs. That was John Lennon and Mother. So this next record is really quite a special collaboration that I doubt many of you will have heard. I got it off a friend of mine. It was never released. It's called All Flowers in Time, and it's a duet between Liz Fraser and Jeff Buckley. Now, I might be wrong here, but I think Liz Fraser and Jeff Buckley were romantically involved at one point. I might have that completely wrong, so if I'm talking nonsense, please forgive me. But I got a copy of this off a friend of mine who really keeps his ear to the ground where rare recordings and stuff are concerned. This is terribly touching, and Liz's voice, especially on this, is just unimaginable. It's so good. And you can hear little bits of interaction between them towards the end as well. I think a real shame that it's never been officially released. This is my favourite collaboration of all time. This is Liz Fraser and Jeff Buckley, and All Flowers in Time. Liz Fraser and Jeff Buckley and All Flowers in Time. As far as I'm aware, it's never been released. It was never due to be released, but just a beautiful thing that I felt I had to share with you. I've got a very, very sad email to read now from a gentleman called Mark Madrell, who's lost a close friend of his. His friend Joanna Bishop was killed while out on her bicycle last week. He said she was a gentle, nature-loving, beautiful nomad, an avid listener to the show, and a fan of Elbow's music as well. She introduced Mark to our stuff, and for that reason he's felt the need to get in touch with me and let me know what's happened. I'm very, very moved by their decision to play some Elbow music at the funeral. Mark asked for a live version of one of our songs, which I'm afraid doesn't exist, but I'm very, very touched, and I'll pass it on to the rest of the band. Love and sympathy to all of Joe Bishop's family and friends. I'm very sorry for your loss. Thanks for getting in touch, Mark. I'm honoured and very touched by your email. This is a song I'd like to dedicate to all of you. It's from the Acorn, and it's a song of comfort and love, and it's called Lullaby. To all of Joe Bishop's family and friends, lots of love from me and the rest of the band.
BBC at Glastonbury on Six Music. Last year, Six Music brought you non-stop Glastonbury.
There's a lot of people here!
Later this month, we'll be back at Glastonbury bringing you more classic moments. And you could be there too. BBC Six Music's Great Glasto Giveaway. Six Music has six pairs of Glastonbury tickets up for grabs. You have to register online to be in with a chance of winning, where you'll also find more information and full terms and conditions. bbc.co.uk/6music.
This next song is the second one by The Climbers, who are part of the Will Common Collective. I'm so very, very impressed with this record of theirs, The Good Ship. I think it's awesome. I'm going to get stuck right in. This song's called Anything, and it features Jacob Richardson singing. I absolutely love it. I think this is great. And this is why musicians collectives are a good thing. I love this. Wonderful. From the second tune this evening from The Climbers, that is Anything. The album is called The Good Ship, and if you want a really good listen in the next week of everything I recommend this week, that's the album to get. The Good Ship by The Climbers. Paul Carreri is an artist I've never been aware of until Jess Jackson got in touch. Jess is a Bristolite, She's a serial Song for Guy recommender, and she's got great taste in music. She says, "Hi Guy, Jess again, hope you're well. Suddenly occurred to me, have you heard of Paul Carreri? You probably have. If not, I think you'd really like him. It's hard to pick out a single track, but the song that made me think of you is I Can't Return from his California album." I'll say that again. The song that made me think of you was I Can't Return from his California album. "Thanks very much, Jess. I do love this tune. This is Paul Carreri and I Can't Return."
Futures wrong, where it was always my turn to become what I could daydream. It's as distant as the star that waits for the evening, and somehow just as clear. I can never go back, never go back, not a chance. I was never that smart, but I could fit in the tiny places. Oh, I had plans to slip into that rocket ship's dark love box. But as I watched the rocket's tail dive over the stars and light begin to measure years, I knew I could never go back, never go back, not a chance. As long as the sing song sung on high, so long to the left behind. I wish every man and woman could kiss my wife. Every man and woman could kiss my wife. Friends, you were looking at a man who is honestly saved. It ain't hard for me to say, friends, I'm a man who's saved. I can never go back to making light out of all that darkness. I really used to really drink it in. I tacked it up beside my Van Gogh posters. In the moment I saw you, my house felt a splinter, and Edgar Allan kissed Edward Lear. I could never go back, never go back, now that you're here. I can never return. It's romance and dig empty. I'm not saying that the hour isn't real. Oh, it just stops and stops at home. Oh, one can travel perpendicular to 3D space.
Great. Well, thank you very much, everybody. That's all we have time for again this week. I'm saying goodbye to my little flat this week with a heavy heart, but I'm very excited to move into our new pad. Do get in touch with recommendations. Let me know whenever you write to me when you listen and how you listen, and then I can further try and tailor the show to your tastes. Thanks to the wonderful old BBC, 4/6 Music. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and Ian and Boz and everyone who helps me put the show together. Thanks, of course, to the amazing Beckopedia for her contribution. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week, folks.